I confess, these days I think too much about assassination. And let me just say, I have come down against it every time, swatting it away, a plague-ridden fly in my otherwise mild and law-abiding imagination. And that I do not accept the legal argument that targeted killings are a country's form of self-defense, regardless of whether the target will ever see the inside of a detention center and be faced with deciding, like thousands of seven-year-olds, whether the assigned Mylar blanket goes over or under on the mud-caked concrete floor. Every time I rise up on the right side of the question, though I have gone so far as to research the word, from the Arabic, Hashashin, the assassins of Persia, perhaps so named for the necessity of getting high before slipping in the blade. In private, some Border Patrol agents consider migrant deaths a laughing matter. Others are succumbing to depression, anxiety, or substance abuse. How, with or without the name, the act is older than our ability to write it down. How way back in the Old Testament, there it was, alongside the begetting and begats. How in the Roman Empire, strangling in the bathtub was the method of choice for murdering one's king, while, as you might expect, in Japan it was the sword. Here in the U.S., we, as always, prefer the gun. And let me just say, I do not and will not own one. I confess only to the image in my mind of the mongrel dogs of history lapping at the wound.